What is your God's name? Part 41. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahweh, South Africa, Pretoria. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe have a question, or need any information, maybe you need a restoration of the original Second Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, which is not available in any bookshop in the world, please contact me at my WhatsApp. That's +27 international code, of course, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning. You have missed quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive all the different notifications of the other studies that we are currently busy with as well. Also, our TikTok messages. Send this link to your friends and family, and make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and a notepads. We're going to start right, or you can start immediately, and then next week we will talk about the different names and the announcements that I normally make. You must actually, on this stage, you should start to remember what I was saying. We're going to continue. Important to also wash my hands to when I do this, I mean brackets. Let us read Hebrew 1 verse 1 to 6. We're actually now entering a very, very interesting phase of our study. Now it says that, verse 1, Yahweh our Elohim, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. I want you to listen what it says. Do you realize what you just read here? You don't need to believe me. Just read what the scripture says. It says, Yahweh, who at sundry times past, and in diverse manners spake in time past, unto the fathers by the prophets. Now, he spoke to the leaders of Israel through the prophets. There came a time when Yahweh Elohim needed to replace the sacrificial offerings of animal blood with the blood of his son. Do you understand that? This first verse says in times past, Yahweh used the prophets as the mouthpiece. Now look at verse 2, tie your seatbelt. Hath in these last days, are we living in the last days? Yes. When did the last days started to appear? Well, from the time from Yahushua, 2,000 years ago, when he was walking the earth. Hath in these last days, that comes from 2,000 years ago, spake unto us, with my fingers, as part of the bride of Yahushua, by his son, look at it, whom he, Yahweh, our father, had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he, Yahweh, our father, made the world. Now, the world was made for the Son. The earth was made for the Son. Why? Because Yahweh had a redemption plan. Now, if we look at verse 1 again, let's go back to verse 1. Hebrews 6, verse 1. Yahweh, our Elohim, who at sundry times in the diverse manner spake in time past, in the times before Yahushua, unto the fathers by the prophets. Was there any other way that he spoke to Israel? Only the prophets. Verse 2 says, had in these days, 2,000 years ago, right up till today, in 2024, had in these days spoke unto us as part of the bride of Yahushua by his son. So he doesn't use prophets to speak to us anymore. Yeah, but there's a fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher. But he says he's not speaking to us through prophets anymore. So the prophet age has come to an end, together with the 613 laws of Moses. By this time you should know that there's two kingly laws. Here Israel, Yahweh Elohim is one. You must worship him with your heart, your soul and your mind. You must love your brother like yourself. There's no greater laws than that. The two New Testamental kingly laws. Hallelujah. Verse 2 says that in these days, today, since 2,000 years ago, up till today, he spoke unto us as part of the bride of Yahushua by his son, whom he, that's Yahweh, our father, had appointed heir of all things. Tell me, the prophets, were they heirs of anything? Of eternal life? Were they heirs of anything, any promise of Yahweh? No. They lived under the 613 laws. And if you mess up with one law, you mess up with other 612 as well. That's why there was nobody saved under the Old Testament 613 laws of Moses. The only person that kept the 613 laws was Yahushua. Because the Bible says he knew no sin. He became sin by dying on a wooden or a Roman cross, where he bore our sorrows and our transgressions. Go read Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8. You will find it there. So he said, "Had in the last days spoke unto us as part of the bride by his son, whom he, Yahweh, our father, had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he, that's Yahweh, our father, made the worlds." According to this scripture, the son became the heir of all things in heaven and on earth. The son did not only became the sole heir in heaven and earth, but he received a name above every other name in heaven and on earth. Hallelujah! Knowing this name, Yahushua, we know that it has equal value as the name of the Father, Yahweh our Elohim. Yahushua and the name of Yahweh equal value. Yahweh? Yahweh, the Son is also Yahweh. But Shua, Shua in brackets means Savior, Redeemer. So the Father became the Savior and Redeemer through Yahushua. That is why the angel told Miriam, "And his name shall be Yahushua," not Jesus. He couldn't say Jesus because the name Jesus never existed those years. It only came about in the 16th century. The angel said you must call his name Yahushua, Emmanuel, Yahweh our Elohim with us. Hallelujah. According to the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, the Rotten Banal version, as shown in Matthew 1 verse 13. Hebrews 6 verse 3. Interesting, very interesting. Are you learning something this morning? Definitely. Verse 3. Who Yahushua, being the brightness of his, Yahweh our Father's glory, and the express image of his, that's Yahweh our Elohim's person, and upholding all things by the word of his, Yahweh our Elohim's power. When he, Yahushua, had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Has any high priest obtained the privileges which is written in verse 3? Has any prophet, prophet, has he gone and sat on the right hand of the Father? I'm going to read verse 3 again. Whom? Yahashua, in brackets. Being the brightness of his, as Yahweh Elohim's glory. So who's the brightness of the glory of the Father? The Son. And the express image of his, Yahweh Elohim's person. So he looks like a twin of the Father. Because he's the Son. He says, and the express image of his, Yahweh Elohim's person, and uphold all things by the word of his, Yahweh Elohim's power. When he, Yahashua, had by himself purged our sins, he took our sins, our transgressions, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. The scripture declares that the Son, Yahashua, had the brightness and glory of the Father, hallelujah, and that he, the Son, upholds all things by the word in the name he inherited. Which name did he inherit? The name Jesus? No. The name Yahashua. There's a name in which he inherited everything. You know what makes me excited is that we have become co-heirs of what Yahashua has inherited. He says so. We are his bride. Not through the sacrificial blood of any animals, but by his blood we are redeemed. Verse 4, Yahashua, being made so much better than the other angels. Look at my fingers. Yahashua being made so much better than the other angels. Because he was an angel before he was exalted. And he, Yahashua, had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Who are they? Who are they? The other angels in heaven. One of the greatest revelations is in verse 4 here. Yahashua, before he was exalted, was an angel. He was called, in the 1611 King James Bible, the angel of the Lord. With whom has Jacob wrestled? When he had to dream about the staircase, the ladder running up. With whom has he? With the angel of Yahweh. Which angel? There are many scriptures in the Bible that refers to the angel of Yahweh. With other words, a special angel that Yahweh has used for his personal work and gave personal instructions. Now this angel became Yahashua. As easy as what you can read English. You can't put it more bluntly and easier than with the words in brackets. Let's read verse 4. Yahashua being made so much more, so much better than the other angels. Because he says angels. As he, Yahashua, had by inheritance, he inherited from the Father, obtained a more excellent name than they. Who are they? Common sense. The other angels which are in heaven. By inheritance, Yahushua obtained a more excellent name. And what is that name? Was it Jesus? In heaven. A Greek name. In heaven. You must just think for yourself. Yahushua. Verse 5. Find out unto which of the angels, I say in brackets, other angels. Because it's as easy as that. He's dealing with one angel, then he talks about angels. So I just say in brackets, other angels. I'm not changing the Bible. I'm giving you a word in brackets for you to easily understand what is happening. That's why we read over the scriptures for our whole lives. For more than 600 years. And never ever anybody explained it to us this way. Because this is the way Yahweh, through the Ruach HaKodesh, has it revealed it to me one night. Verse 5. For unto which of the other angels did he, Yahweh El Elohim, in brackets, at any time say, Thou, Yahushua, art my son. He never addressed any angel, other angel, as his son. He never in heaven addressed any other living being as his son. But after he has glorified this one angel, he names him his son. Why? Because he has inherited a name above all the other names of the angels in heaven. Verse 5. For unto which of the other angels said he, Yahweh El Elohim, at any time, Thou Yahushua art my son. This day, listen now, this day, not in time before, this day, when he's speaking to all these angels, and he's speaking to this one special angel, this day have I, Yahweh your Elohim, begotten thee. What does the word begotten mean? Does it mean to give birth? No. But the church created the idea that the Father gave birth to the Son. Not in your life. He has exalted him. He was part of the angels. This special angel, the angel of Yahweh, he begat him. He exalted him. He begotten thee. He says here, at any time, thou Yahushua, in brackets, art my son. This day have I, Yahweh your Elohim, begotten thee. Yahushua. And again, I, who's the I? Yahweh our Elohim, look at my fingers. Will be to him means from now on. It's not previously he was, but now will be to him. And again, I, Yahweh your Elohim, will be to him, who? Yahushua, a father from that moment, that he exalts him, that he gives him a name above every other name. He says, now I will be your father. Listen to this. And again, I, Yahweh your Elohim, will be to him, Yahushua, a father. He wasn't his father before that. He's not the father of all the angels. Did you know that? Yeah. He's not the father of all the angels. He's the creator of all the angels. He speaks them. You can read Hebrew 1, verse 12. He speaks to them. Something just comes in my mind quickly. I just want to make sure about, Hebrew 1. He speaks to them. And suddenly, he says that he has exalted him. He says, in verse 5, he says, for unto which of the other angels said he, Yahweh El Elohim, at any time, in every time in history, or any time in time. Thou, Yahushua, art my son. This day, the one specific day, have I, Yahushua Elohim, begotten thee. In other words, begot. He didn't create him. He was already an angel. He exalted him. Yahushua. And again, I, Yahushua Elohim, will be to him, that's Yahushua in brackets, a father, and he, that's Yahushua, shall be to me, Yahushua, his father, a son. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to read the scripture without any breaks in it. And you see, you will experience how the Father now addressed this exalted angel as his son. He wasn't the son before. If there was a morning, then that morning he wasn't the son. Only later, if I call it a day, that he exalted him. Let's read verse, let's read verse 5. For unto which of the other angels said he, Yahushua Elohim, at any time, thou, Yahushua, art my son. This day have I, Yahushua Elohim, begotten thee, Yahushua. And again, I, Yahushua Elohim, will be to him, this actually must say, will be to you, will be to him, that's Yahushua, father. And he, Yahushua, will be to me, that's Yahushua, his father, a son. He wasn't the son. He wasn't created as the son. He was exalted from a normal angel unto the son. I know this sounds crazy. It sounds unreal. But that's the scriptures. Verse 6. And again, when I, Yahushua Elohim, bringeth in the first begotten, he is not the first begotten. He will be the first begotten when he is born unto the earth. And again, when he, Yahushua Elohim, bringeth the first begotten Yahushua into the world. Where's the world? It's not in heaven. He, Yahushua, his father, said, and let the other angels of Yahushua our Elohim worship him. Who's the him? Yahushua. Now you can continue with this next six verses where he says, O God, thou God, has exalted thee. In the King James. O Elohim, thou Elohim. He calls him a God, the Elohim. And he says to the angels, you must worship him. Why? Because he has inherited a name above every other name. So now you have, for the first time in your life, experienced how the Son was exalted, or the Son came into being. Where the churches never taught us that. The churches believe what the Roman Catholic Church taught them. I'm talking about the Protestant churches. And that was that the Father gave birth to the Son, sort of. I wonder how it can be possible that one can study the above scriptures and still doubt the facts that the Son and the Father had the, or have the identical Hebrew names. Yahushua, El Elohim. Yahushua, Yahushua. Yahushua, the Son, Shua, Savior and Redeemer. As easy as that. According to Matthew 7:22 and 23, the Bible declares, verse 22, Matthew 7:22, many will say to me, that's Yahushua in that day. Now in the King James it says, Lord, Lord. It will say, Master, Master, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils. In thy name done many wonderful works. Verse 23. And then will I, Yahushua, profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Iniquity. Lord, Lord, in thy name have we cast out devils. He said, know you not, your workers of iniquity. Why? Because the names which were created by the Roman Catholic Church, which were known by us as the original names, are instead total pagan God names. Yes. We did not know. We did not knew. But we can never say, after today, I did not know, because you know now, know the truth. The revelation truth. Yahushua declared his father's name in the Old Testament. Did you know that? Matthew 4 verse 4. Matthew 4 verse 4. It says, but he, Yahushua, answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh your Elohim. The Bible says God. The word God couldn't exist, because that was only created. The word God actually was created at between 100 and 127 after Yahushua, and then it was Kyrios and Theos, Greek names. The word God only came in the 13th century. Lord God. That was Theos and Kyrios in Greek. The scriptures above reveals the strategies used by Yahushua to deal with the malice and gremlins of Satan. How did he, Yahushua, do that? By quoting the scripture, man shall not live by bread alone. When we read the following scripture, we will find how the very situation happened in the past. Deuteronomy 8 verse 3. Deuteronomy 8 verse 3. And he, that's Yahweh Elohim, humbled thee, that's Israel, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee, that's Israel, the nation, with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did they, that's Israel's father, knew, that he, that is Yahweh our Elohim, might make thee known that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. Now the word Lord couldn't exist. The word Lord only became known in the 13th century, which come from the word Kyrios and Theos, which was created by the Roman Catholic Church between 100 and 127 AY, after they created the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. So, the word confirms itself. What we have just discovered is the fact that the exact wording which was spoken by Yahweh our Elohim in the time of Moses are exactly confirmed more than 2,000 years later. It's actually 3,000 years later, by the son Yahushua in this very scripture. Yahushua confirms his name in the ancient Hebrew language, Yahweh. In Hebrew, Yod, Aleph, Hay, Faf, Aleph, Hay. I'm going to say it again, from right to left. Yod, Aleph, Hay, Faf, Aleph, Hay. Yahweh's name. In studying the following two scriptures, we shall find how history repeats itself when Yahushua will answer Satan in the exact manner as his father, Yahweh Elohim, did. Matthew 4 verse 7. He says, Yahushua said unto him, that Satan, it is written, thou shalt not tempt Yahweh Elohim. In the 16th heaven it says, the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy 6 verse 16. Deuteronomy 6 verse 16. Thou shalt not tempt Yahweh Elohim, in brackets, as it is in the 16:11, the Lord your God. You can't say that. As ye tempted him, that's Yahweh Elohim, in Massa. In part of the bride of Yahushua in the 21st century, living in the revelation word of Yaffa El Elim according to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenheim version, makes one realize that the scripture time after time confirms and reconfirms one scripture after the number. Sometimes we need to agree that this is not coincidence. Do you agree? In the following three scriptures, we will again find out Yahushua will reconfirm exactly what his father, Yaffa, has centuries before said. When reading it, it seems like the son Yahushua was standing there in heaven, listening to what his father said, and he answers Satan centuries before. Matthew 4 verse 9 and 10. Matthew 4 verse 9 and then 10. And said unto him, that's Yahushua, all these things will I, Satan, give thee, that's to Yahushua, if thou, that's Yahushua, will fall down and worship me. The me is Satan. Now listen how Yahushua answers him. Verse 10. Then said Yahushua unto him, that Satan, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship Yahweh your Elohim, the Lord our God, in the 16th 11, and him alone shall thee serve. I'm going to read Deuteronomy 6 verse 13. It says, thou shalt fear and worship Yahweh your Elohim, the Lord our God, and serve or worship him, and shall swear by his name Yahweh El Elohim. According to these scriptures and other scriptures, the scripture one after the others confirm and reconfirm one after another. What we came to realize today is that the fact that the conversation what Yahushua had with Satan in the same conversation that Yahweh's father had with him before centuries. There is no condition that we obtained Yaffa El Elim millions of years before to confirm the power of his word even unto us in this 21st century. Praise his name. We do not need to wonder. We know that we know that we know. He is the truth, the light, and the way. Till next week, if it's Yaffa's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.